All right. Hey guys, so Ryan Parr here from Barebone Strength. Welcome to the first ever Barebones Radio podcast show. I'm super excited to kind of kick this off. I got my buddy James here from Ohio, Shovel City Strength. I got my Shovel City Strength shirt on today. Show a little patronage of that. So really what to expect from this podcast in the future. I'm going to be hitting episodes with a lot of people that I know and hopefully some that I don't know personally yet, just to kind of bring everybody some conversations that they can get a little bit of information out of. Big picture strength conditioning stuff. My whole thing with my business being Barebones is just that, just the basics, right? The basics work, the basics are tried and true, and I'm going to be bringing on guests that create a nice little echo chamber about that, and we'll chat about it, and who knows what else will come up. We'll chat about life, we'll chat about training, and we'll take it from there. All right, so without much further ado, I want to introduce James. So I first met James in Philadelphia. It was CrossFit. Yeah, what are they calling now? Not CrossFit football. It's
sport-specific application.
That's right, sport-specific application. Right, it's basically CrossFit football. It's the power athlete stuff. Him and I are both power athlete followers, have been for a long time. And so we chatted there about the fact that he coaches some high school middle schoolers and I coach some high school middle schoolers. And so we kind of, you know, went back and forth about that. At the end of the weekend in Philadelphia, went our separate ways. Lo and behold, almost a year later, reconnect in New Jersey at Zach Evanesh's Underground Strength certification course. So we're like, hey man, life throws somebody your way two times in a row like that from completely different parts of the country. I think it was meant to be that we needed to chat and kind of collaborate on some stuff. So we've been in contact ever since. We got a lot of similar stuff going on in different parts of the country. So I just wanted to get him on the horn because, one, because he believes in a lot of the same stuff I do. So I'm not going to invite somebody that's going to, you know, have a different viewpoint than me. But without much further ado, I want to kind of introduce James. And I kind of want to have you start with your story, right? Like, who are you? What brought you into the strength world? And what's your mantra? Why do you do this from day to day?
Okay. Well, I guess it depends on how far you want to start back. I was an athlete in high school, but an extremely average athlete, basically, because
Yeah, yeah, you're good.
Oh, okay. So just continuing with the recreational type sports, whatever, and you know, life kind of gets in the way. Some things happen. Next thing you know, I'm just not active at all anymore. I'm like 140 pounds and completely out of shape. So, long story short, I get back into shape for myself, basically. And then it just, through meeting certain people in this world, in the fitness industry, in the strength world, just realized that, man, so I'm connected with some people, and it would just be selfish of me not to pass this stuff on that I've learned and am learning.
Right, right.
So then after that is when I really started diving into sports side, the athletic performance side. Shortly after that, it didn't take me long to find those guys at Power Athlete, and after that, it was all basically from through them and their podcast, and kind of branched out to Zach and a couple of other guys that I don't know if you're connected or not, but like Aaron Osmus.
Yep, yeah, pen and paper.
Scott Caulfield from the NSCA.
Yeah.
So Scott multiple times has been super helpful.
Yeah, that pen and paper strength app that he puts out, that's Aaron, right? Aaron Caulfield. or not Aaron Colby, Aaron Asmus. Yeah. And the stuff he puts out is phenomenal. He just finished, that was the December and Squattober comes from him too.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So I guess my question then, do you think that, I mean, this is kind of the boat I'm in. Do you think that because you were saying that when you were younger, maybe you weren't as good of an athlete as you could have been because you didn't put in the work. Do you think that part of it is you realize the work? I mean, this is where I'm at. You realize the work it takes. So maybe you thought it was time to convince kids at an early age the value of that work.
Well, yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, because I've never been afraid of work. You know what I mean?
Right.
My work and was focused in a different place, and I didn't really, I don't even know what I'm trying to come up with there, but on the court or the field, I'm always willing to go hard. But my genetics just weren't as a great athlete. However, I could have been a better athlete if I had put in work off the field. But
right.
That's just not something that coached into us back then.
Right.
At least the place that I was.
So you're kind of hoping.
Why not expose some of today's kids to that?
Right. And by that, you mean hitting the weight room, right? The value of hard work and what it feels like to lift heavy, what it feels like to push past your limits, be completely out of breath and still have to do some hard work.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Now you run a gym now. That's that Shovel City Strength. You got the hoodie on. I got the shirt on. Right. I see the posts. Tell us a little bit about Shovel City Strength. What's that all about? That's on your property, right?
News about that actually, but it's currently on my property.
All right.
So it's just a small gym. I mean, it's 600 square feet inside. I got a big yard. We kind of get cooped up a little bit in the winter because we get a lot of snow. But so yeah, we're getting there, get after it. It's the basic, you know. I mean, you know how it is. It's just. And I kept a pretty small stable at this point, and I seem to have seemed to attract mostly junior high kids. So it's really like the perfect opportunity to recruit them, and not only as athletes, but as young men.
Yeah. Do you have all? Is it all boys?
Currently, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, so when I got into this too, and I'm not sure if it's the same for you, but I wanted to train high schoolers. I wanted to train like 16, 17, 18-year-old guys and get them, you know, to where they needed to be. But I think through, you know, doing and going, I noticed that the opportunities are there for middle schoolers, actually. So we're looking at like 12, 13, 14-year-old, and that's where a lot of mine are too. And I think, like you've seen, I think that's a much better opportunity. I think that's where kids should start. I think that if we're 16, 17, 18 trying to get into a strength program, I think we're a little bit far behind the eight ball. I think it should have started a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, you can always, it doesn't matter where you're starting, you can make progress.
Right.
And improve.
Yeah.
It is 100% beneficial. Start.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean put a bar on your back or do max deadlifts every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But
there
are things to do.
Yeah. And I think more importantly, that's where that value of hard work starts, right? I think that's where they learn the work ethic of I'm going to, you know, make sure I eat enough food to get in there and work out. I'm going to get in. I'm going to push myself. I'm not going to sit in the corner on my phone and complain to my parents about going to do it. Right? And they learn how to work hard, I think, even if it is just sled pushes, kettlebell work, stuff like that.
Yeah, 100%. So here's a quick question for you.
Yep.
So what is with the junior high kids? Like, what have you found to be your biggest challenge then?
Honestly, I think my biggest challenge with the junior high kids is they want to do everything now, right? So they see some of the older kids, or, you know, the 15-year-old that's been there for 2 years working with me, that's got a bar on her back, or I got a girl that just deadlifted 300 pounds at 16 years old, and I see the younger ones want to, they want to lift, right? They want to get a bar in their hands, a straight bar. I'll let the younger ones trap bar deadlift. They can trap bar deadlift because it's essentially like, you know, it's like double kettlebell anyway, but they want to lift with a barbell. So I think a lot of times my biggest challenge, and I get excited, right? I get hyped up, and they come in and like, man, I want to lift. Can I do this? Can I do that? And part of me, the kid in me, right, when I was training, when I was little, it was, yeah, let's do it. You know, you kind of want to make those mistakes when you're younger, which was fun for us back then. But there's the other part of me that I want longevity for them. So I got to be able to dial them in a little bit. And I'm not so much a motivator for them as I am, hey, let's take a minute. Let's take a little bit off that bar and let's do it right. You know, because I got a kid that deadlifted trap bar almost 200 pounds, but 75 pounds on a straight bar were rounding. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
There's just a lot of behind the scenes work to do. There's a really great quote that I heard that everybody talks about trying to train the elite athlete, but nobody's out there teaching the foundations, right? Nobody just says, hey man, I'm a foundations gym. I teach the basics. So I think that what I'm doing, what you're doing, like grassroots stuff, teaching the basics and not trying to claim that we're making elite athletes, right? That will happen down the road. I think that's the biggest challenge, is remembering that they're going to get excited and want to lift a lot and lift heavy and advance faster. And we got to dial them back and trust the process for it.
Yeah, man, I saw a great post today. I wish I could remember who posted it. But it was basically about, like, those elite athletes are easy to train, man. All you get to do is not get hurt.
Right.
You know, the athlete is not hurt in their mind. They can go play Marvel as they're training, and they're still going to be pretty great. It's the youth that don't quite know the work and stuff that's going to.
Yeah.
I don't want to say keep them injury free because you can't prevent all injury, but.
Yeah. I think that's actually more rewarding. Anyway.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm telling you, the first time, the best part of everything that you do is the first time. To be a kid, like, because they all come in, no matter how good of an athlete there are, when you try to teach them how to squat, they just don't know their body yet. You know how hard
right.
it is to even some really decent athletes have a performer proper squat. And so they progress and start getting a little bit of a load in there, or even jumping. They're just not sure they're going to be able to get to the top of that box. And then if they build that courage up to jump, and they make it, and to see they're like, that light bulb come on.
Yep.
I can do that. And that is, and they're, every time that's happened to me a few times, and every single time that's happened, their training has went to the next level every single time.
Yeah, it's that momentum.
And, yeah, sometimes that happens, and after them being there for a month, sometimes it's not until 6 months later.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid is different, but man, when that light bulb goes off, it's awesome.
Yeah, they learn how to flip that switch sometimes too, right? Maybe that box jump or that squat or whatever it is kind of taught them that there's a third gear, right? There's another gear that they didn't know they had, and they kind of need that fire underneath them. Kind of on the same, not so much a success, but sometimes failures, I think. I've seen that help some kids too. I had a girl that tried out for varsity when she was playing JV and didn't make it. And she was always a good athlete. And I think that the talk we had after about how those people watching her try out weren't so much looking for ability but looking for effort, that she needed to put a little bit more effort into that. And I think failing that and not making that team is what made her flip that switch, and she became a different athlete from that point forward too. Yeah, so I think it's a couple different paths to kind of that same end of learning that they have that gear.
And there's not one even now. The kids that have kind of seen confidence from when, they still don't know they're capable. That's the awesome part.
Right.
They're just going to continue to grow and get better. And some of them are likely not going to be elite athletes, but they're going to be closer to knowing what they're capable of at the end of the day, which is different there.
Yeah. All right, so what... Give me like a basic day. Do you have programming that you follow for these kids? Do you just give them do you have like a 3 day a week, a 4 day a week? How do you work with your kids? What's your method?
So, for me, what I found that works best for me is do a 3 evenings a week, and I'll have 2 sessions a night, 1 at 6 o'clock, 1 at 7 o'clock. That benefits that. That's usually most beneficial during the winter for basketball season. A lot of the local schools around here share gym time. Some girls' team practices early, boys' team practices late. So 6 and 7 gives me time to not miss anybody. So for my place, we go 6 and 7, 3 days a week. The programming is pretty similar. I learned so much at Zach's seminar as far as programming for those big classes where you have a big range of you know, training.
Right.
So there's a basic template where it's and I actually have found the best way for me is I go like a four-day week, except I squeeze it in 3 days, and that 4 day rolls over to the next. So we may have, say, just a quick example, squats Monday, and then next week those squats will be on Tuesday. That way the kids that are only coming 2 days of the week, if they come the same 2 days every week, they still get everything.
Gotcha.
It just takes them to go through the 1 week progression.
Right.
So that's been, that I didn't figure out right away. That's, but it's working pretty well.
Awesome. So how about, are you structuring? So I've seen a lot of your stuff, and I shared your page to a lot of people that are kind of on and follow some of the stuff that I do. And I want them to take a look at the stuff you do, because I really love how many similarities I've seen. I think it's really fun, especially for my athletes, to be able to go to a page like yours and watch some of these videos, especially when it's almost been like day to day. And I think I've actually sent you a message about that a few weeks ago. I was like, hey man, we did Ben Rose sled drags and this and that. It was like the exact same thing, the programming for the day. So I think it's pretty neat that all those basics are in there. And so you're typically working with them for about an hour, right?
1 hour, yeah. But a typical training session for us is we'll get our warm-up in, then we'll do either some plyos as a group or work on some type of skill. So whether that be not only like change of direction, not just a change of direction drill,
mm-hmm.
but something that's going to like a start stop where we're starting and stopping and learning the positions we're supposed to be at when we're changing directions. So we usually hit fly with a couple days a week and then add some skill work twice a week. And then we hit the strength, and then we're either going to get some more conditioning in or some type of competition at the end. That those are the kids' favorite days.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes it's just a race from one end of the gym to the other, pick up a tennis ball, whoever gets the tennis ball first wins. You know, we start from like a push-up position one day, or start laying on your back one day, just getting a movement, it can be sometimes a tug of war. The tug of war is like their favorite thing to do.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All the stuff that's like banned from school now. Any like competition where somebody can get their feelings hurt, they could do it in the gym now.
Yeah, sometimes it is just go play.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah. Which is cool. Which is cool. We do max out Fridays now, but we'll do like, so what have I done? This past week was forward sled drag for max weight, but I got him a harness out. I got him truck pulling harnesses and I just let him go. I mean, they're going to go until they can't move anymore and it's cool. And we typically go 10, 15 minutes over on Fridays every single time because they just want to push it. So we've maxed out prowler pushes. We've done, what else have we done? Max reps of things in a minute, like sandbag over the shoulder. That's a max out, try to beat scores. And I got a leaderboard for them. I just write it in. They know what they've done last time. And, hey, I did 405 in the prowler last time. I'm going 415, coach. Stuff like that. So it's real cool to see that. I think that competition is a big part of training. I think it's got to be there.
Absolutely. And I've found the bigger my classes are, the better everyone performs.
Now you've got some more. Yeah, you got some pretty cool outside space too, don't you? You got a big grassy your yard.
Yeah. So I have. It's just under 2 acres, my entire property, but almost, I would say, pretty close to 1 acre of it is wide open, no trees, and it's flat.
That's awesome.
I mean, it might be cool to have a hill somewhere to do some sprints, but we're on country roads, so during the summer, we can sprint on the road, or we can sprint in the grass, whatever we want to do.
That's awesome.
It's a pretty good space.
Yeah, I've seen some cool things that you posted with some tire flips outside, you know, taking some carries outside, stuff like that. Yeah, I think that's important, too. I think that teaches them that it doesn't have to be just a gym setting, right? It doesn't have to be your real like nice like top equipment, all this stuff, and they kind of learn at an early age that they can get really strong and really tough on minimal stuff, right? And I think that's a really good lesson for them to take with them. You know, I'm fortunate enough to be at a gym that is so John owns CrossFit Mohawk Valley where I run my program, and fortunate enough that everything is amazing. He's got really great equipment, tons and tons of room. There's like 10,000 square feet almost. We've got rigs and bars, and we can accommodate a ton of kids. But I think one thing that does for these kids, though, is they're missing that atmosphere that you have in that, hey, man, this is a barn with, you know, plywood walls, minimal equipment. We're going out in the yard doing this stuff. And I think that's a really cool aspect that I wish I could give them, that I think is really cool about what you do with them.
That's the biggest challenge I'm kind of facing right now because I love it. I love the griminess of it. It's just so simple out there. A lot of some of the barbells I have are rusty. The plates are rusty. And I do have some nice stuff just because, I mean, you just need some nice stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I got a sandbag out there that's literally an old army backpack that's closed up with duct tape, and I've got some other good stand or some other good sandbags also, but it's gonna be interesting because pretty soon I think we're gonna be moving locations.
Yeah, you were saying
that's gonna be the hardest thing to give up. What was that?
Yeah, you're saying that. Yeah, are you going down? Are you going to go inside another facility with it? Or are you gonna?
So, yeah, there's a. It's actually, I haven't even officially announced this yet. I think we talked about it a little bit, but teaming up with another local guy who just opened a sports facility in an old. There was just an old rec center that closed down. He bought the building. Just wanted to do something positive for the community. So, and he was a college basketball player. He loves the basketball stuff. There's also batting cages in place. It's called Excel Sports Academy, and we're just going to team up. I'm going to get some space inside this building, and so we can kind of benefit from each other, you know what I mean?
That's awesome. That's ideal, because then you get a lot more traffic, you get a lot more exposure. That's really cool, man. I'm excited for that. What's your space going to be like? You're going to be more area, less area? You still have outdoor access?
There's still outdoor access. It's like a blacktop parking lot, so we'll be able to, in the summertime, get our sleds and everything out, outside, sleds, tires, carries, whatever, outside.
Oh, awesome.
But we'll also, they have a little, next to the batting cages, there's a like a bullpen.
Uh-huh.
Where like pitchers can use, but they have, it's completely flat, and the mound is movable. So he's like, you know, we can just move that stuff out during your classes, and we can, it's a pretty long stretch. We can do sled drags and carries.
Awesome.
Inside.
Is that turf?
And not be. It's carpet.
Cool. It works. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good, man. I'm excited to get in there.
That's great, man. That's really cool. I'm excited to see some of that come up. Are you going to, so you said it's mostly going to be a baseball facility then?
They have batting cages, but they're going to do a ton of basketball camps. I'm assuming at some point they're going to get volleyball in there.
Cool.
So volleyball, baseball, and basketball are kind of the big three in this area. High school football is pretty big, but only a couple of the schools near here are good.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of basketball, baseball for the boys, and softball and volleyball for the girls. This area is what the big school for.
Awesome. I think basketball is a great one to get into. I feel like there's, I'm not sure if it's the same for you, but I've seen a lot of basketball players here that I don't think they value strength work as much as, obviously, the football players know that it's a direct correlation to their performance. I don't think the basketball players always have as much of a push to do it. And I think for some reason you see, I don't know if you've noticed, kids these days are way taller than we are, especially the high school basketball players. So they're getting so tall so fast, and those are the kids that go to basketball, the 6'4" kids, but then they're 140 pounds. So you're seeing a ton of injuries happen because they're just stretched out, right? So I think that a strength program would be phenomenal for those kids.
Yes, and they're playing basketball year-round. So that's
oh, yep.
I've had this conversation with a couple of parents, actually, that of kids that play basketball year round, and they're hurt. So just do something else.
Yeah.
Even for a couple months, or even coming here could be your something else, and you're getting stronger and preparing yourself for your sport.
Yeah, I think that so many of them, they almost, now that I think you saw with the advent of like indoor facilities like that, and you saw people realize that there's some money to be made in going soccer, going basketball, giving kids like winter leagues for soccer, indoor soccer and stuff like that. So now that the opportunity's there, I see kids that are afraid to back off from it because they want to be a really good soccer player, but they don't want to take those few months off because they think that this other athlete's going to go play soccer year-round and get better than them. So I think a great middle ground is don't play soccer for a few months or don't play basketball for a few months, but hit your strength program and shoot hoops on the weekends, right? Just like keep your skill of your shooting, your kicking, yeah.
Go to a camp once a month. When you take a couple of months off, go to a camp once a month.
Yeah.
You still get to play basketball, but you're not as much into this use.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's...
Yeah.
It makes it tough. It makes it tough. I get it. they love it. They love soccer. They love basketball. They want to do it. But and it's also tough because they're not as passionate about strength as we are. So we see the value in it, and we want them to do it, and we want to see them, like, you know, seriously just get tough, right, and figure it out. But the issue is trying to convince them that this is going to make them better than continuing to play. And I think a lot of that comes down to the parents, too. Do you reach out to a lot of parents? Is that where you find a lot of your kids? Or do you go to the schools?
Yeah, it's word of mouth right now. So, like we were talking earlier, I need to get a little more active on social media, but which is going to happen with this new facility.
Awesome.
It's going to organically happen then. But, it's mostly just word of mouth, and parents. There are a few parents that do interact with the stuff that is on social media. If you want to reach out to them, hey, stop by, check this out, whatever.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's almost exclusively word of mouth right now.
Awesome. And that's great then. Yeah. It's nice when the parents become they do your marketing, basically. It's because the kids' confidence and results kind of speak for themselves, and parents will talk. Sure.
Yeah.
Great. So how about other things for you? What's your training look like now? I see a whole lot of, I saw you go through December. How'd that end up for you?
It go through December. It ended up, I kind of played the PR party a little bit wrong. I haven't pulled 500 conventional ever. So I've done it soon, but I just wanted to pull 500 conventional, which I still think I'm going to do before I'm 40. I turned 40 in June.
Awesome.
But December, I hit a rep PR for December. I just didn't have one rep that I wanted.
No.
Single.
Did you do the rep PR first?
What's that?
You did the rep PR first, and that kind of left that on the table before you were able to go to that single?
No, I missed the big single and got mad, so I took the plate off and did the 405 for the
Gotcha.
but now it's just kind of back to feel strong, back to athletic training, and I actually just signed up for CrossFit competition, believe it or not. So that'll
all
be
right.
it'll be very interesting because my conditioning is where I'm lacking right now.
Is this your first competition?
Yeah. I mean, I got a buddy that is an awesome coach that owns a CrossFit gym here in town, Tim Prater. He's unbelievable. When I do get hurt, he's who I go. Which I have to bring you into the league. So I go there sometimes and drop into the classes. So I'm not even really a CrossFitter, but I'm going to do this competition with some of my buddies.
I think you feel like fair all right.
Really find out how this programming translates.
Yeah. I saw you posted something the other day about starting to hit some conditioning again. I saw you had a sled out there, and I think I also saw that sled was on rubber floor, wasn't it?
Yes. It's brutal inside. I was kind of excited this morning. I woke up, and it was sunny, and it was warm. I was hoping the snow would fit and melt off the parking lot so we could take it outside, but it didn't work.
No. I mean, we'll do sled drags on the rubber, but pushing a sled on the rubber, I think, is a completely different story. That's brutal.
Pretty rough. I mean, I only had two plates and a 25 on the sled.
Yeah, that rubber makes all the difference. Yeah, cool. That'll be awesome. I'm excited to see what happens with how well you fare in that competition. I think. I mean, you move well. Like you said, you've been training to be athletic, and you had such an emphasis on strength that I think that's going to carry you pretty far, too, which is awesome.
Yeah,
excited to
see
that.
Yeah, it is a team competition, so.
Even better.
From what I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, from what I understand, one of those things where you kind of tag in and out.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I like that even better. I mean, being a power athlete or an explosive athlete, I think that you work better in that time domain anyway of like 10, 15, 30 seconds worth of max effort versus your typical CrossFit of like 7, 8 to 15 minutes worth of work. I'd much rather give me 10, 15, 30 seconds and let my partner go. I think I'm always going to fare a lot better with something like that.
I will for sure.
Yeah.
So we got one or two guys on our team that are pretty good at the endurance stuff, but I'm not really
good. Cool. Yeah, me either. Nope. That's why I got into the strength game. Yeah. So what else do you have coming up for you? I know that you, so we got the move coming up. What else you got coming up? Anything exciting happening?
For the gym itself, I mean,
I'm
excited to see this gym grow. I mean, the most exciting thing in our life right now is the adoption. My wife and I are in the process of adopting, so. And so it's been a roller coaster, obviously, so far. Anybody interested in checking that story out, feel free to check it on Facebook or the Instagram page. See the ups and downs, but it's so we can have a new baby at any time. So that's kind of exciting yet scary because it is something that you can't plan like you would a regular pregnancy.
Right.
So, gotta be ready.
Yeah.
But that'll be a big transition once it's baby.
Yeah, that's really exciting too. And got that shared a few times. I'm gonna share that around a little bit more. So I have shared that, and anybody that knows me and saw that, this is the guy we're sharing it for, right? So it's pretty cool to kind of put a face and a voice to that. Those things going around here in Central New York and wherever else they're passed from there. Absolutely, I encourage everybody else that knows me and, you know, great guy, great family. Please share this stuff around, help him out. It takes 2 or 3 seconds to share something, and word of mouth networking is huge for that. So super excited to be able to kind of see you guys grow your family.
We really appreciate all the love and support and sharing you've got.
Great. So I'm going to put up, when we post this, when we share this, I'm going to put up, I know we've already kind of shared some of the Instagram stuff. Do you have anything else going on? Do you have any blogs or anything else like that you want to promote? I know you got some shirts. Do you sell any shirts? Anything else you want to put out there that people can find you at?
Yeah, we don't. So again, everything is pretty small. My focus is still on the training aspect and less on the business, which may be a mistake right now. But again, if I was in it for the money, I probably would have quit a long time ago.
Right.
But the focus right now is on getting this move completed, getting into Excel, and being able to reach more kids, make a bigger impact, really. But if anybody is interested in any type of shirts or whatever, they can just DM me on the Instagram or on the Facebook page. And
perfect.
I got a pretty awesome, if you don't mind, I'd love to give them a shout out. Top Notch Custom Apparel. They're local here in Marion. And they make all my stuff and they allow me to kind of go order as small quantities as I want.
That's nice. That's real nice. Is that who made this shirt here?
That's who made that shirt that you're wearing.
One of my favorite shirts. Check this thing out. Yeah. You got the, I don't know if we can turn and see that arm, but you got the Ohio on the back there. Yeah, this thing is cool. I like this. Soft, one of my favorite shirts, for sure.
So, yeah, the Raglan is also my favorite of all. But if you've ever seen me in any of them, or want to know what we have, just shoot me a message. I can send them for you.
Awesome.
But again, it's not something I actively push every now and then. I'll just put something up in the gym saying, hey, I'm going to place an order. much going on other than trying to get this move done and try to reach more kids.
So how about this? Is Instagram DM the best way to get a hold of you? If somebody has a question,
yes.
If somebody is in Ohio and they're near you and they're like, hey, I'm within an hour of your gym and I really want to find something like what you do, do you recommend they go to your at Shovel City Strength Instagram and send you a message?
Yeah, that and that or the Facebook page, either one. I also, there's a email address is shovelcitystrength@gmail.com.
Perfect.
I don't have the Facebook page is kind of what I use as the website.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's still, I need to team up with somebody that can kind of run a little bit more of the business aspect. But
yeah.
Right now, I kind of need to get that reaching.
Well, I feel like a lot of that lives on Facebook and Instagram anyway. I think Facebook, I found Facebook to be a bigger pull anyway, because I mean, you know that like the kids and people like our age or a little bit younger might be on Instagram, but I think a lot of the parents are still on Facebook. I think that's where like ads have been out there. I think there's a much better pull on Facebook. And there's a much better audience to get to the parents and let them know that, hey, there are gyms that do what we do. This is not just speed camp. This is not just a basketball camp. This is not a Planet Fitness type, you know, whatever. And let parents know that there are gyms out there that are passionate about wanting to make their kids tougher, stronger for the long term and teach them all the basics. And like you said already, you know, if we were in this for the money, the work model would look a lot different, right? If we were in this for the money, we'd be doing what everybody sees out there, these, hey, turn your kids into an elite athlete in the six-week camp, things like that. I mean, we're not gonna feed that kind of bull to people. And I think it's important that parents see that. So I'm hoping that we can kind of share this around a little bit and time it nicely with your move going in and kind of get you a little bit more publicity and let parents out there know that their kids should be involved in something like this and, you know, maybe reach out to you about it for a little more information.
For sure, man. I appreciate it. And again, it's seeing that change in those kids. That's where it's at.
Yeah.
They realize that work to see a kid realize, man, I can do a lot more than I thought I could. Not just in a single rep or whatever, just that I'm capable more than I thought I could.
Yeah. 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 Letting them learn that, you know. You're cutting out a little bit on there.
Oh, sorry.
Still
good. Is it getting worse now or better?
I think we're getting better now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm gonna put those tags up there. Your Shovel City Strength on Instagram, Shovel City Strength on Facebook. Best way to get a hold of you is through either one of those. If anybody out there is looking for a sweet shirt, looks like this, DM this man right on either one of those and we'll hook you up. Perfect. Hey man, I'm really happy that you were able to come on here and chat for a while. This is great. Thanks for helping me kick off episode one.
Oh, no man, honored to be the first guest. I really enjoy talking to you.
Absolutely. And we'll connect again real soon and maybe after I push this thing into another dozen more episodes, we'll reconnect and check back in with you and let everybody know how that opening the new gym goes, and we'll see some photos of that coming up real soon too.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Hey, thanks again for coming on, man.
Cool. Appreciate it.